Well, I'm your news flash for this, or your missions flash for this morning, and as Aylor said, John Van Warmer, and that's my family up on the screen there, my wife and six kids, and we all live down in Chihuahua, Mexico, and have done so for the last 10 years or so. We are local people from around this place. I grew up in Deer Park, and my wife grew up in Elk, Washington, so we've been down there, and we've been working with tribal people. You know, the Bible says to take the gospel to the ends of the world, and sometimes right there across the border, just a couple hours south of the border, feels about like the end of the world. So you don't have to go very far to find people who are very remote and isolated. And the people who are down there, the tribal people, live in really remote parts of the mountains. They're hard to get to, and so we use the airplane to speed up the work and get in and out of there. And I planned a little skit with my wife, Maria, to kind of demonstrate or give you guys an idea of some of the challenges faced in trying to communicate the gospel to people. But the baby there, who she's holding in the picture, has a fever today, so she had to stay home and take care of him. So last minute, I asked my daughter if she could try to fill in. Bonnie, you want to come up and give it a shot? So Bonnie's going to play the missionary who's coming to bring me the gospel, and I'm going to be a tribal man who's hearing the gospel. So she's going to go with the standby verse that really communicates the bare core of what the gospel is, and that's John 3:16.
So, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, bien, gracias, gracias.
Well, I'm going to tell you John 3:16. For God.
Oh, I know who she's talking about. God is that big ball of fire up in the sky that lights the day. God, yes, he's the sun. So, okay, keep on going. So you're talking about the sun, God.
For God so loved the world.
God loved the world. Well, I don't really understand the word love in Tarahumara, which is my language. We don't have love, but I think it means desires or wants. So God wants something or desires something from the world. Okay, keep on going.
That he gave his only son.
His only son. Well, I'm not sure what she means by only son. You see, God, which is the sun in the sky, and his wife, the moon, they had two sons, not one son. They had Satan, and they had Jesus. And I don't know what she means by only, because she had two, but since Satan is the older of the two sons, she must be referring to Satan. So, okay, so he wanted something from the world, so he gave Satan.
That whoever believes in him will have everlasting life.
So whoever believes in Satan will never die. Okay. So that's the gospel? That's what your book has to say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
You see, the people down there have been believing a syncretism, a mix of their animistic beliefs and the Catholic belief for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so if you just go in without any understanding of their language, without any understanding of their culture or their beliefs, and you just go in and you start trying to put our Christian beliefs on top of that, they're going to interpret that through the grid that they've had for hundreds of years, and it'll come out very, very skewed from what we think we're saying. They'll come out with a completely opposite understanding of what we intended to teach them. And so I think that really illustrates the difficulty that we as missionaries have of reaching these people, and it's not good enough just to go down there and do a quick VBS or something and then look for a show of hands and leave. Because they might show you their hands, thinking that they're going to get a hand out, and then you can count the numbers and then go back to your church and report it. But in the end, they wind up thinking, boy, these guys are crazy. Because the Tarahumara believe that they are the only children of Jesus and everybody else is children of Satan, is child of Satan. And Jesus, or God, only speaks Tarahumara. He doesn't speak Spanish or any of these other languages that we come preaching in. So it's important that we go down there and we learn to speak their language to be accepted into their culture, to understand their culture. And this takes years and years and years to do. It's not a small task, but somebody has to do it. So as a pilot, I've been doing the support of that work for the last 10 years. And Lord willing, I'll be doing it for another who knows how many years. And the job isn't done yet. But little by little, we know that every nation and every tongue will be represented in the kingdom of heaven. So we have that faith. We have faith in the word of God and that it will go out into all the world. So we just want to pray, ask you guys for your prayers and just your thoughts as we're down there. And just to think about us whenever you see Mexico or anything on the news lately. So I've got just a quick video, if it can be showed, that I'll leave you guys with. And I hope you can understand what she's saying when I asked her to do the video for me. She sounds like she doesn't have an accent when you talk to her in person, but then she did the video and wow, she has a strong accent. So I hope you understand her. But thank you guys just for listening to this quick missions update, and I hope you enjoy the video.